Welcome to the Gravity Podcast, where we host conversations on developing a Christian spirituality rooted in love that fosters resilient faith in everyday life.
What assignment did I give you?
You told me to write the longest night thing.
Oh, yeah.
I got to write okay. Part of our liturgy.
Yeah,
so we know how to.
You'd better.
Grieve and mourn. I'm going to start giving you assignments. Hey, welcome, listener,
to
the Gravity Commons podcast. This is Matt Tebbe, and you're listening to us.
There.
Here I am.
No, I'm saying our listeners.
Oh, you can't see
them, Bennett. They caught us. We didn't see you there.
Ben's in his bathrobe. You can't tell. He just got out of the shower, and now he's
feeling fresh.
We caught him in between during his routine. His skincare routine. Ben, what is your skincare routine?
My skincare routine is sometimes I put lotion on when I think of it.
Sometimes. That's
it. Yeah. And Also, I'm not taking showers at my house currently because I still have to install, I think I'm going to try it myself, a new water heater.
So my word.
The water is very cold in this house. And so I go over to my daughter's house to take showers.
This is common. Right now in your life?
Yeah, things in my house breaking, the hard Indiana water rusting out the bottom of my water softener or water heater. Yeah, anyway. And it's not like I'm a handy person.
No.
I don't, you know, and so like if I was a handy person, I'd like, "Oh, fun, another project. I get to learn how to hook up a water heater." I'm more the guy's like, do I really have time to learn how to do this? How long will it take me? How frustrated will I get? Or should I just pay somebody $550 to come and do it for me? I don't know.
Well,
if I was a man of more means, I think I would just pay people to do stuff.
We could figure this out now, or we could
open up gifts.
Record a podcast.
We are recording a podcast.
Oh, we are recording?
This is our banter.
Oh, geez.
This is our opening banter. This is how we do it.
All right. Well, I haven't written that. Haven't worked on the opening yet. Like I said, I was going to.
Yeah. We're still. Yeah.
Speaking of opening gifts, it's sort of a holiday tradition around here that we give each other gifts and open them on the podcast. We have to be very descriptive since you can't see what we're getting. But we're gonna do that today.
Come on.
All right,
you have to do it together because you have some similar things. And so if one of you opens one, you know, you'll be like, wait a minute.
We met Christy for breakfast about a month ago. She was in town for one of her many speaking engagements. If you'd like to book Christy for a speaking engagement, make sure you go to Christy Herge Penley is not your mama.com. I think that's where you have all your schedule.
Wow. What if that was my website? I don't even have a website, y'all.
Just
find me on social media and say, will you come speak? And I'll be like, yeah.
Yeah, Paul. Paul gets to stay home with the 16 kids.
Christy. Christy's a good speaker. She knows how to speak into a microphone very well.
Very well.
Yeah.
Ben, do you have your... anyway, at that breakfast, she gave us these red stockings.
Yes.
It feels like it feels like there's a tin of cat food in here.
So, can I tell you a funny story about mine?
Oh,
I brought this home from our... And knowing that we're going to open this on the podcast live, you know? I put it in my office, and my wife came downstairs after a bit, and she was like... hey, what was that stocking in your office? I unpacked all that stuff for you. And I was like, oh. Put it all back? Can you put it all? No, I don't know because I didn't see her do it. And I was like, can you put it all back? And she's like, I hope I remember where I put everything. So anyway, so she put it all back in there. Maybe some of this stuff, though, is not stuff that you gave me. It might be just random things that were
that
in the
would
office.
Make this even better.
That would be awesome.
I'm going to take credit regardless of what she put in there.
All right. So, so here's the thing, though. If we opened it together, we'll have to take out things in the same order, Christy.
I hope. Yeah.
And
I have
mine
no
has been
idea.
Repacked.
So there's a soft thing in there. So put your hand in.
get the soft thing
try
first.
Try to find the soft cloth thing.
I found it. Okay, wait. Okay. I'm going to have to move some things around.
Yeah.
Oh, it's tight. I hope it's a t-shirt.
My soft cloth thing is way at the bottom.
I hope it's a t-shirt. Stocking.
Okay.
With Ben's picture on it. And it says, cutie with a booty, and I'll wear it. Wear it all over.
You guys don't have high hopes for these gifts, okay?
Oh, here it is.
Here we go. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Oh, it's a red. Bad boy.
Oh, it's a Santa shirt.
It's a Santa shirt. Matt, you get to be Santa Claus at your next party that you're going to. And Ben, you.
What does Ben get to be?
I got mine. I get to be.
You get to be.
Green.
An elf.
An elf? Very nice.
Yes.
Christy, did you.
Very nice.
Did the PayPal payment clear? That $20 I gave you to make me Santa and him my helper.
Yeah, I was wondering that happened.
Here's the deal. It had to go with just like there were two left and I put one in one and one in the other.
Yeah. This is
there
great.
You go.
This is perfect. I'm going to wear this to my Christmas.
You always need another Christmas shirt.
My in-laws have Christmas Eve, a holiday party, and I'm going to go right from our service over there and I'll wear this under my clergy shirt.
Perfect.
And bust it out.
Santa has arrived.
Yep. Wow. All right. What's next? I feel a box. I feel a bottle. I feel a tin of cat food.
Ben, what do you feel?
You know what? Full disclosure.
It's
the shirt was way at the bottom. And so I had to empty my entire stocking to get the shirt. So I'm looking at all the stuff.
Okay. Well, Matt, pick out something and we'll
Matt, you pick something out and I'll
hang on a second. Before we do that, can we go back to your question, Christy? Mm-hmm. Ben, what do you feel?
What is that? What her question was?
Is that what I asked?
Yeah. You asked him, what do you feel?
What do I feel?
Yeah. And I feel like we pass it over too quickly and. Mm. This is an important question for Ben. This is work he's had to do in his life to get in touch.
Get in touch with my feelings.
Mm-hmm. What are you feeling? Yeah.
I feel mild rage.
Spoiler listener, that's always there.
That's always there. Yeah. I'm like the Hulk.
Okay.
Except I don't turn green and get strong.
I feel a bottle, like a 16-ounce bottle. Yeah. Of something, let's do that. Ben, why don't you tell what it is? Oh.
This is Sprite Zero Sugar.
Nice.
Now, are you telling me that Matt got the one full of sugar? Or did he get zero sugar?
No.
I got a special limited issue chocolate stout.
Nice.
No, I got a Sprite Zero Sugar as well.
Sprite Zero Sugar.
This
okay.
is great. Awesome.
Is there a story behind this, Christy?
No, it was that I needed it for a speaking engagement and I had some extra, so I stuffed it in your stocking.
Nice. I love it.
Wait, you needed Sprite Zero Sugar for a speaking engagement?
Yeah, I know. It sounds ridiculous. As an illustration, And I actually might do it on a podcast here because we're going to talk about emotions in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah, we are.
I might use that and do it on here. What else you got, Matt?
I feel something that feels like a box of animal crackers.
Great. Open that up.
Okay, I'm going to pull that out. Ben?
I got it.
Oh, it's a big ass brick of soap. That's what it says.
Legitimately, that's what it says.
That's what it says.
What flavor do you have?
I got pine.
Ooh, nice. I got peppermint bark.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to have trouble not eating this.
This is awesome. This thing is huge.
Yeah.
This could be.
It says big ass.
It's big ass. So I actually have gotten these. This brand before this of soap, and I actually do find it difficult to handle in the shower. It's so big, and I had the thought the other day of like, I wonder if I should just cut these in half, and I'll be able to use them better. So,
We'll be right back. The Gravity Podcast is sponsored by the Gravity Formation Course, a 12-month cohort-based training in practical spiritual formation. Where you'll learn to notice how God is already at work in your life so you can participate more fully in the life God shares with us. It's a discipleship process that goes beyond just gaining more knowledge and trying new practices. In the Gravity Formation course, we go below the surface of our lives so that we can notice and name our deepest desires in God's presence.
and to discern how God is at work in those desires to lead us towards holistic flourishing. More transformation, more life, more joy, more love. We've trained hundreds of people all over the world in this formation framework, and it has helped many people to have a sense of God at work in their lives, to learn how to be more at home in God's love. If you'd like to learn more, go to gravitycommons.com/formation.
Let's get back to the show.
Anytime I need help in the shower, I just ask Sharon to help me. Oh, you could see if Deb would give you a hand with the big... It smells great, Christy. That smells really good. Now, I feel... can we do the cat food next? Because I'm hoping it's...
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Fish and chicken. What is it?
Chicken flavor.
Oh, no, it's not. Oh, it's it's a candle.
It's a candle.
Oh,
yep.
that smells great. Like a
Christmas tree.
Yeah, like Fraser fir is what it says on it.
Oh, listen, I have fake trees in my house, so I have to burn these candles that smell like real trees.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. This smells great.
Fraser fir.
What's your scent, Ben?
Mine says snowfall. Is that a flavor?
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yours might be different.
Mine smells like snow.
Oh, he's lighting you right now.
I'm going to light it right now.
I like it.
Great. That's awesome. You know, I'm a big scent person. Mm. I like things that smell
good.
Yeah, like pine and Fraser fir. That's like right up my alley. I love it.
Good.
Some good stuff.
All right, now it feels like there's some treats in here.
Yeah, there's a few treats.
Just a bunch of candy. This is more cat candy? Food. It might be cat
food. Oh, look at this. Lots of Reese's trees. And like a Hershey's Santa. Oh, man.
York peppermint patties.
This looks great.
I realized I didn't know what your favorite candy is, y'all.
Well, I do like Reese's peanut butter cups.
I really like York peppermint patties.
Oh, yeah.
But I like those little ones, that one that you're eating, Ben, right now. Mm-hmm. The little ones are better because there's more chocolate. Like on the big ones, it's too much mint. But on the little ones, the portion size to the chocolate
to mint ratio.
Yes. Right. It's so good. I'm like a picky peppermint patty person.
Mm.
Anyway.
Picky peppermint patty. Anyway.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
That's awesome. All right, Christy, go ahead and open your gift.
Okay.
It came, right?
I've got this beautiful stocking.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing in there is a candy cane filled with M&Ms. Did you guys get these when you were a kid?
Nailed it. Yep. Yeah, I did.
Every year.
Not when I was a kid because... Now I was a kid because my mom kept me away from candy.
Oh, so sad.
Well, yeah, it was sad, but it was actually for everyone's benefit because I had some behavioral problems. And if you gave me candy, it exacerbated those behavioral problems.
Yeah.
So I spent the first 16 years of my life, eating cardboard for like...
And behaving.
Celebrations.
And behaving.
And I learned how to behave.
Okay.
No,
that'll teach him.
Had a special diet. Anyway, hope you like it.
You know, I get these for my kids every year because I got them.
That's great.
Which is great. Yeah.
You know, I packed that so long ago, I forget what else is in there.
I know. Okay. Soft thing.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas socks. Look at these Christmas socks.
Yeah.
I love Christmas socks.
I feel bad for deceiving our listeners. I can't do it anymore.
Ben, can I talk to you for a second?
Okay, listener, that's all fake. Actually, no, what Ben and Matt did, totally real.
Yeah. Christy's, Christy was pretending to open her stocking because she always sends us stockings and Matt and I are just not as good at gift giving over the holidays, I guess. So
anyway. This feels pretty lousy.
Yeah.
No, you guys said really kind words to me. You like just promoted and said, "Hey, listener, call Christy, have her speak." That was kind. That was like a gift in and of itself.
Yeah, you can't put a price tag on kindness, can you?
Well, give it $25. I mean, if it results in a speaking gig, then you can. Then
there you go. Can put it, hey, there. Next right. year for the podcast, I'm just going to like text you and be like, hey, I'm sending you a stocking in November. And then that will trigger you. Ugh. And then we'll know.
That will trigger me.
You know, we've had, Christy, in our defense.
In more than one way.
In our defense, we are just really inconsiderate people. No, in our defense, we've had... We've had just a lot going on.
Yes, you have. Yeah.
The day we're recording this, actually, we sent an email to our congregation that our co-pastor is taking a new vocational call.
A new call.
It's a big deal.
And it just went out like an hour and a half ago. And so that's been a huge thing for our church and for Ben and I. Mm-hmm. And so, among other things, Christy, your gift is coming. It just hasn't come yet.
It's great. Well, I'm curious, you guys, to think back just over the last year, 2024. Mm-hmm. Like, we're coming to a close. What has been, like, a gift you are thankful for? A relationship, an opportunity, a situation that you're like, wow, that is a gift. That's been a gift to me. You guys can think about that as I answer because I'm asking the question. But when I think about this past year, I'm so grateful that my husband and I are both in jobs that we love and that we love, like the people that we're working with that we love as well, and that it's life-giving. And so I just am really, really, really thankful for the place we are just employment-wise. It's been a gift.
That's great. And I can attest to this. Like, Christy, you've shared a little bit here on the podcast, but we've had conversations about, you know, the struggle of being a woman who's in pastoral ministry and wanting to be and I think deservedly needing support in ministry from colleagues and coworkers, and how difficult that can be. Because, you know, there's men out there, you know, who we don't always know how to support women or give space for women to lead. And I'm so grateful that you're in a space that experiences you as a gift rather than something to manage. And that's like fills my heart with joy for you. So grateful. And so I'm just happy and proud of you too. I think ministry is hard for many reasons already. And being a woman in ministry compounds that. And so I'm just grateful that you haven't given up and that you still want to be involved in a local church and that you've fought for it. And congratulations. I'm also glad that Paul's in a better place as a good friend of mine. So
thank you, Matt. There's something so kind to have someone know me and see me and have journeyed with me and Paul. And so thank you. Thank you for that and for celebrating. Mm-hmm. It's just been a gift.
Yeah.
Ben, what about you? What's been a gift this past year?
You know, what comes to mind isn't something that's necessarily new from this past year, but I guess it's something that I have begun to notice that I really appreciate. And it's, you know, our kids are all older. Oldest is 27, youngest is 19. And they've all gone through various stages of kind of living with us and then living away from us and that kind of thing. Right now we have one at home while she goes to college. Two that live nearby and one that lives in a town about 2 hours away. But everybody was in town for Thanksgiving along with two significant others. And I just realized that I really look forward to having my kids like with us at home, like to celebrate holidays or just to be together, you know, that kind of a thing. And I think it's just a gift that they want to spend time with us as their parents. and they are just, they're turning into just delightful people that I really enjoy being around. And so I think that's a gift that comes to mind for me in this past year, is just the times that we have, you know, just the six of us, or the six of us plus, you know, it does always seem like there's a significant other or a friend tagging along. And I'm just really grateful that my kids are the people that they are, and that they like to spend time with me and with my wife. And so that's been a gift.
Yeah. That's good. Those moments, as they get older and move away, feel like become fewer and fewer, and yet are treasured. Maybe.
Yeah.
More really and more. Great.
Yep. And now a word from a sponsor. All right, let's get back into our conversation.
Okay, Matt, what about you? What's a gift from this past year that you can name and celebrate?
The blood of Jesus. Next question.
Eternally grateful.
I think that we're still here. I was just reflecting with a leader in our church yesterday at lunch that it seems like the last 8 years of church planting, 9 years, 10 years, church planting and starting Gravity, there's been like not a year, since we're in the Christmas season, ne'er a year goes by where we don't have some kind of absolute like gut punch or just off, something awful happens. And I found myself this year, like there's all these horizons of like promise, and then you get to the horizon of promise, and like a week before, a week after, something awful happens. And now you're in another season of waiting for like deliverance or healing or resolution. And I just found myself, like we're in a season of that right now, even. And I found myself lamenting that, you know, Advent is a season of longing and repentance and hoping for the redemption of the world. And I was talking to a leader at our church, and he and I were reflecting on how there's still goodness. Like resiliency and perseverance and endurance and survival and not quitting and adapting and changing and growing and getting up and still moving. Like it's all a gift. And I think there's a way to not bypass hard things, to not you know, just they're covered in the blood of Jesus and pretend like it's fine. There's a way of not doing that and still allowing room for gratitude and appreciation, that all the accumulation, the avalanche really, of these hard things has not done us in. Like we're still here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's something to be celebrated, and it's a gift. So, and it feels disproportionate to who I am. I mean, I'm a whiny little boy sometimes. And I just want to quit and pout. And I want to eat the rest of these Reese's Pieces and Reese's Cups and drink my Sprite Zero. But yeah, I do think that it's a gift that I've been able, or that I've had to learn resiliency. And I can still say all this is bad. All this sucks. I wouldn't wish this on anybody. And there's really good things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, listener, my guess is you have some gifts, maybe as you hear us share. We'd love to hear what you think your gifts were from this past year. If you want to write in, we'd love to hear it. Another gift, honestly, from this past year has been the book club and the commons and the community around that. And you guys are starting a new book in your book club. Which book are you starting, and when does that begin?
Yeah. Ben, you want to share about that, or you want me to?
I can start, and then I'd love to hear from you about it as well, Matt.
Okay.
So prepare your comments. The book club, we started with The Kingdom of Power and the Glory, which is what we read over the fall and into the winter. And we put out a few options for the new year, and the winning book in terms of the one that the most people seem to want to read together was Lamb of the Free, Recovering the Varied Sacrificial Understandings of Jesus's Death by Andrew Rillera. We actually did a podcast with him somewhere back in our archives this year about this book. And it's a couple changes, just details about the book club that are different from last time to let you know about. And then Matt, I'll ask you maybe to share a little bit more about the book itself and why people might be interested in it. But one difference is that the book club is moving to Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern. And so we're moving it to an evening time frame. I know that, you know, lunch times work for some people and not for others, and evenings work for other people and not for some. And so we're just moving it to try to see what that does, see if that includes a few more people. So Tuesdays, starting January 7th, going through March 18th, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. And the other thing that we're doing is we're making the book club a kind of a donate what you want, donate what you can basis. So it's free to join. And if you just sign up on our website, gravitycommons.com/bookclub, you can get all the information. You're not committing to anything. You don't have to show up if you sign up, but you'll get an email with all the information about how to sign up, and how to, like the Zoom call and everything like that, that we'll be using. So you just fill out that form, and then you can donate what you want, contribute whatever you can to help make the book club possible for everyone. So those are the changes.
Yeah.
Book club.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we're reading Lamb of the Free. Why might people be interested in the varied sacrificial understandings of Jesus's death?
Yeah, I think there's, this is one of the best books I read last year, and Andrew's a gem of a chap, and it's all about the Old Testament sacrificial system, which I had begun to explore in earnest several years ago and realized that most of the assumptions and conclusions I had drawn about the Old Testament sacrificial system weren't true. And Andrew makes use of some really great scholarship to fill out sort of the metaphysical world of the ancient Hebrew, sort of the alchemy of how reality works and how sacrifice took its place in there. So he goes through a lot of the sacrificial system and what was going on there and why was it seen as important, central, necessary, etc. And then situates how Jesus talks about his death as a sacrifice fits into that. So if you are looking for like a really deep dive into, I think, the Old Testament scriptures and New Testament scriptures, you've been uncomfortable maybe with how Jesus's death is described as God needing blood. I mean, I've been joking about the blood of Christ. I do claim the blood of Christ, but also like joking about how, like, you know, God is sort of bloodthirsty, right? He can't forgive unless he kills someone. Like, I know that's a caricatured sort of summary of how many of us learned to understand why Jesus had to die. And I think once we understand the Old Testament sacrificial system, we're better able to understand how Jesus uses that language and those concepts to bring meaning and significance to what he did on Calvary. Mm-hmm. And it's revolutionary. It's so powerfully good. And so this is one of those books that makes you work. Like, it's not, you know, all respect intended. It's not like a Max Lucado 64-page, you know, where the font's 16 points and there's like lots of spaces between the lines. It actually is a work of theology. Mm-hmm. But if that intimidates you or that excites you, it's really great to read it in community because you can like ask questions and listen to other people explain things and actually rely on the community to help you work through something that maybe you couldn't work through yourself. So if you're interested in any of that, maybe you just want to hang out with people, other people that get it, other people that you like, other people that you resonate with. That's who would read this book together. Come to one, come to many, come to all of them.
Yeah, that's great. And just for what it's worth too, like it, it was revolutionary for me to read this book as well. And just so many of the assumptions that are baked in for most of us, if you come from an evangelical background, especially, so many of the assumptions that are baked into like what we think Jesus' death means are based on a complete misunderstanding of what was happening with Old Testament sacrifice.
Yep.
Complete misunderstanding. Yeah. And so it's a really disorienting book in all the right ways.
Yeah.
But you know, if you've suspected that maybe penal substitutionary atonement might not be telling the whole truth about the gospel, this is a good book for you. So anyway.
Yeah. And we'll put that little link in the show notes. You can register for that and join us on January.
We start
when it begins.
January 7th. Yep.
Yay.
Okay.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To all and to all
Merry
a good
Christmas,
night.
One and all. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be back with another episode next week on, it'll be New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
When we release it. It will also be, I think my calculations are correct, the sixth day of Christmas. So I just want to let everybody know and remind everybody that Christmas is 12 days.
Geese are laying ready.
Yep. Yeah, well, not even not necessarily that, but just, you know, extend your celebrations a little bit. That's it's right. 12 days. 12 days of Christmas. Mm. So
enjoy. Anyway,
enjoy.
Roger.
See y'all. Peace.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Gravity Podcast. If you're finding it helpful, please tell your friends about it. Word of mouth is the best advertising. Ratings and reviews online also help others find the podcast. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. To join discussions about the podcast and lots more, join us in the Gravity Commons. It's free to join, and you can connect with other listeners to the podcast to talk about faith, spirituality, and whatever else comes up. To join, go to gravitycommons.com/community. The Gravity Podcast is produced by Ben Sturkey and Matt Tebby. Aaron Sturkey edits and mixes the podcast. You can check out his mixing, engineering, and production work at aaronsturkey.com. We'd love to hear from you. To record a question or a comment for us, go to gravitycommons.com/message and click Start Recording button. You can also email us at podcast@gravitycommons.com. Catch you next time.